I don't remember my own baptism. Some of you may. I was about a month old at the time. But I've been told about my baptism many times. And the story that comes up most often is the story about how I cried and screamed through the entire service up to the point of the actual baptism. And at the instant the water hit my head, the story goes, I stopped crying. It prompted the pastor in our little Lutheran church to turn to the congregation and say, we just had to get the devil out of him. I'm sure to my parents it felt like the heavens opened and the dove alighted on me because I was finally quiet. It's a neat story, and I'd like to think at some level the pastor was right. Perhaps they did get the devil out of me. But there's more to baptism than just that, than just the expulsion of evil, the washing away of sin. Indeed, baptism is a wonderful act of God. It's not about what we did or didn't do. It's not about what we can remember or can't remember about that day. Baptism is about God's gracious act of love on our behalf through water and the Word. A lot of the time when we think about baptism, when we talk about baptism, we speak of it in one of several ways. We say that through baptism, God drowns the old sinful you and me and raises us to new life. We say that through baptism, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Through baptism, God makes us a part of the body of Christ. Through baptism, God adopts us as children. All of these are true, and all of these are scriptural images that we get of baptism through the Bible. But think about Jesus for a moment. Jesus had no need for any of those things. Jesus didn't need to be baptized for himself. After all, he was without sin. He had no need of being baptized for the forgiveness of sins. He had no need to die to his old self. He didn't need to be reborn. He was already born, we confess in the Creed, through the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary. He didn't need to be made part of the body of Christ. He had and was the body of Christ. He didn't need to be adopted as a child of God because he is God's beloved Son. So why did Jesus insist upon being baptized? It seems John the Baptist wanted to know the answer to that question as well. Here in our text today, he asked Jesus, I need to be baptized by you, and you're coming to me for baptism? John recognizes that Jesus is more powerful than he. And in John's mind, Jesus' request for baptism seems like a step in the wrong direction. For Jesus to be baptized would show Jesus to be weaker than John and might undermine Jesus' authority and message. Remember, John was the one who proclaimed of Jesus, one is coming after me who is greater than me. I baptize with water. He will baptize with the Spirit and with fire. John thinks it should be the other way around, that he should be submitting to Jesus. But Jesus clears this confusion up for John and for us. Why should Jesus be baptized? Not because he needs it or because he's weak. Instead, Jesus says his baptism is necessary for God's righteousness to be fulfilled. In other words, this is part of God's will. And in submitting to baptism, Jesus was bringing that will about. Jesus' baptism allowed God's mission and God's identity to show forth to everyone. And indeed, everyone apparently did see who Jesus was that day. There were signs from heaven. The sky opened, the Spirit descended like a dove and alighted upon him. And a voice spoke, telling everyone, "This is my Son, the one whom I love, the one in whom I am well pleased." Jesus is God's chosen means of restoring the world to right relationship. And through his baptism, Jesus is revealed and shown forth to the world as the one God has chosen for this task of restoration and rightness. Jesus' baptism was not for his own forgiveness, not even just as an example to us. More than that, it was an identifier. It was a name tag. It was a beacon. Jesus' baptism was God's way of showing God's plan of salvation to the world. Now, in some important ways, our baptisms are different from Jesus' baptism. We do need forgiveness. We do need to die to our old selves. We do need to be reborn by the Holy Spirit. We need to be made members of the body of Christ. We need to be claimed as God's beloved children. And it is in baptism that God comes to us and works all of this in our lives. Yet despite the fact that we need all of this and Jesus didn't, our baptisms are the same as his in one very important sense. Both Jesus' baptism and our baptisms are gifts from God that serve as identifiers, as name tags, as beacons that point others toward the love and grace of God. God came to us in the person of Jesus Christ out of love for us. God showed Jesus to us as God's chosen means of saving us. God comes to us in baptism, claims us, chooses us to be part of Christ's body, chooses us to be a part of God's means of showing forth God's love for creation, God's desire to restore all creation to right relationship. So just as Jesus' baptism proclaimed to the world God's mission of restoration and righteousness, so do our baptisms proclaim to the world that God is working through Christ and through us, his body, to restore all creation to God. We are part of that work begun in Jesus. Our baptisms, like Jesus' baptism, also give God an opportunity to proclaim how much God loves us. When I baptize a person here at the font, I speak on behalf of God to tell that person, you belong to Christ in whom you have been baptized. And I speak God's words over that person, telling them they are a child of God, sealed with the promised Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. God claims us in these waters and makes us God's own. God speaks words of love, of joy, of acceptance and reconciliation over us at our baptism. It was at Jesus' baptism that Jesus was first revealed as God's chosen one. Now you and I become God's chosen ones as well. You and I are sent to speak to others about God's love for us. You're claimed as a beloved child of God, and you are sent to proclaim to others just how much God loves us. And just as Jesus' baptism kicked off his ministry, so your baptism is the start of a life of ministry for you. And you are sent to continue his kingdom work, healing and helping, forgiving and teaching, showing mercy and loving others. You are God's beloved child. With you, God is well pleased. Thanks be to God. Amen.